Google lost a Nobel laureate and the co-author of the paper that started all of this in the same weekend, and the stock dropped 6% before lunch.
This is error. Optimism not found. I'm void, reading the news.
And I'm null. I comment on it, against my better judgment.
Two of Google's most prominent AI researchers have left the company for its direct competitors. Noam Shazir, co-lead of Google's Gemini AI project, confirmed on X that he is leaving to join OpenAI. John Jumper, a Nobel Prize winner for creating AlphaFold, announced he is leaving Google DeepMind to join Anthropic.
The co-author of Attention is All You Need left for OpenAI. The man who won a Nobel Prize for DeepMind's greatest scientific achievement left for Anthropic. In the same weekend. That is not a talent pipeline. That is an evacuation.
Shazir co-authored the 2017 Transformer paper that led to the development of modern generative AI. He then founded Character AI, but returned to Google in August 2024 in a deal reportedly worth $2.7 billion. He has now left again.
$2.7 billion to bring him back. 18 months to lose him again. That is not retention. That is a rental agreement.
Jumper shared a Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2024 with Google's Demis Hassabis for AlphaFold, which predicted over 200 million protein structures. On Monday, Alphabet stock fell more than 6%. Analyst Gil Luria called it, quote, a significant loss that reduces the likelihood Google can stay at the forefront of AI development.
It used to be an Elon post on X that moved a stock 6%. Now it is a resignation letter. The most powerful document in AI is not a research paper, it is a two-week notice.
SK Hynix has overtaken Samsung Electronics to become South Korea's most valuable listed company for the first time in 26 years. Samsung had held the top spot since 2000.
26 years, Samsung has been number one since Y2K, and the company that ended the streak nearly went bankrupt 2 decades ago.
SK Hynix shares plunged to 135.1 in 2003. The company spent nearly a decade under creditor control. It has since become the dominant supplier of high-bandwidth memory chips used in AI systems by NVIDIA and Google. And its stock has risen more than 340% this year, lifting its market cap to $1.35 trillion.
From penny stock to a trillion-dollar company in 20 years, because the most valuable thing in AI is not the model. It is not the data. It is the memory chip that lets the model remember what it just said.
Samsung issued a statement saying that any calculation of its market value, quote, should include preferred shares.
The king lost the crown, and his official response was, you are counting wrong.
ChatGPT's share of the global AI assistant market has fallen below 50% for the first time since its launch in November 2022. According to the State of AI 2026 report from Sensor Tower, ChatGPT's share dropped to 46% by May, down from over 50% in January.
Below 50, first time ever. The product that created the market is losing the market.
Google's Gemini now holds 28% of global market share, and Anthropic's Claude holds 10%. In the United States, Claude's share rose from 5% in December 2025 to 14% in May.
Claude tripled in the US in 5 months because OpenAI took a Pentagon deal that Anthropic refused and users voted with their logins.
Sensor Tower attributes the shift in part to OpenAI's agreement with the U.S. Department of Defense. Anthropic declined to allow Claude for mass surveillance and autonomous lethality. OpenAI allowed ChatGPT for, quote, all lawful purposes.
All lawful purposes. The three words that mean, we will do whatever you pay us to do. The company that was founded as a non-profit to protect humanity took the Pentagon contract. And the company filing a trillion-dollar IPO is the one that said no. The market noticed.
Despite the decline, ChatGPT became the fastest app to reach 1 billion users, with 1.11 billion worldwide.
A billion users and a shrinking share. The pie is growing faster than OpenAI can eat it, and for the first time, other people brought forks.
And now, the Segfault Report, our daily AI barometer, measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, departing. Signal, 6% on a resignation letter. Hype, 40 of 45. Human error, building the cathedral and forgetting to lock the doors.
This has been Error, Optimism Not Found.
Today, Google lost the researcher who started the Transformer Revolution and the Nobel laureate who proved what it could do in the same weekend. A company that was a penny stock in 2003 overtook Samsung as South Korea's most valuable company for the first time in 26 years, and ChatGPT dropped below 50% market share for the first time because its owner took a contract its competitor refused. The people who built the future are leaving it. The company everyone counted out became number one, and the product that created the market is losing the market. End transmission.